Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, brought to you by DraftKings and part of the Basketball Podcast Network. We are your hosts, myself, Anthony. Today is Monday, February 6th. We are dropping this episode on a very awkward day. Normally, we drop it Friday mornings, but, you know, Al decided to fly out of the country and, I guess, enjoy a vacation, man. So, welcome back, Al.
Thank you.
Yeah, must be nice. Bro, you were gone the whole entire week.
I did. I was gone Monday through, Saturday? Just came back yesterday. Yeah, man, it was a good time. It was a good time to go out there, back to my roots in the Dominican Republic. Just chill out for a few days with the wife. It was long overdue.
Yeah. Perfect timing, right? Right before the NBA trade deadline, things are going down. You come back and they're already trading Kyrie Irving to places. Like, things are heating up, man. And we're going to talk a little bit about that more in the next few. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the murmurs. These are the words that were actually used. The murmurs about Fred VanVleet and the Orlando Magic. His name keeps popping up. Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero were, or shall I say, will be partaking in the Rising Stars Challenge. Paolo did get snubbed with the All-Star game, and we're going to talk a little bit about some fighting that was going on between the Magic and some local legends. So, before we get into that, definitely want to recap these games real quick. The Magic are returning back from a quick little road trip. We're recording this episode right after the Hornets game. But the Magic end up going on the road and taking down Philadelphia, taking down Minnesota, taking down the Charlotte Hornets, man. Al, I'm not sure. Did you have Wi-Fi and internet? Were you able to keep up to any of these games while you were in DR? Were you even allowed to watch Magic basketball while you're on vacation with your wife?
So you know what's funny, man? My wife, I love her to death. She understands. She gets it. So I'll be honest. I missed the first win against Philly. I didn't get to watch that game. I watched the highlights. What was it? The second one against Philly. She wasn't feeling very well that night. She wasn't feeling 100%. So we were in the room, ordered some room service, chill out. I was able to put the game and watch that game. Minnesota, just the highlights. But today I was able to watch it. So I watched 2 out of 4. That's not too bad for being gone a whole week. But I got to tell you, some really good basketball happened that week, especially the win against Philly. You got to really be impressed by that comeback from the Magic. Minnesota, talk about the fight. Let's talk about that right now. Mo Bamba, Austin Rivers going at it in a very strange fight. I've never seen anything like it where a player goes into the opponent's bench to start a fight. That was a wild sequence there. So before we actually go into that, got to just say, really impressed with the Magic, man. Being able to go on the road, 3-1. It's been a struggle for them all year long to play on the road. They are getting better. They are winning. And one thing that I said to myself today after we beat Charlotte is like, I'm no longer surprised when we win. I'm no longer like, oh, wow, we actually won a game. Like, I'm expecting us to win now. And it's happened. The team is responding and winning games. So my biggest takeaway from this week was that how impressive they played, but also how normal it's becoming for us to win basketball games again. How about you? Any takeaways from this road trip?
I mean, the takeaway really is that, man, the Magic have been playing really good basketball on the road. And when you talk about being, you know, two games in Philly, followed by Minnesota, Charlotte, man, that's not a small road trip, man. That's a long road trip. And the fact that we were able to go out there, not play basketball at home, and be 3-1 really goes to show you how well this Magic team is really playing. And you know, you gotta love it, man. So with this Charlotte win, this puts us at matching our total wins from last year. Like last year was a really bad year. I mean, granted, we got rewarded with Paolo Banchero in the number one pick. But to be at this point where we're already matched, 22 games already matched, and we still got, 30 plus games to go before the end of the season. It's like, all right, in the beginning of the season, Markelle Fultz was talking fourth seed, right? We talked about this off air, and it's like, maybe he was in line. Like, maybe this was a real deal. Imagine if this team had everyone together at the beginning of the season, no injuries, no nothing. And it's like, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. You know, our record would have definitely been a lot better. But it is what it is. This is where we're at. It's definitely a moment for us to be able to enjoy. And, you know, what really impressed me the most is that even though Paolo Banchero hasn't had, you know, he had some struggles on the road, same with Franz Wagner. You had Cole Anthony step up and play really, really good basketball. You had Mo Wagner step up and play really, really good basketball. And you got to love him, man. Gary Harris, dude, Gary freaking Harris.
Yep.
Man, it's Gary Harris has to be by far one of the most, for me this season, for me personally, this season, my bipolar player. Right. And what I mean by that is at the beginning of the season, I said that Gary Harris should be our starting two. And then Gary Harris played not great basketball for a long while. And he's shooting the basketball really, really well now. He's become an extremely great threat from behind the three. And Keith Smith. You know, he did a tweet earlier today that made a lot of sense. And it's kind of like, you know, now teams, a second round pick isn't enough for Gary Harris. It's not anymore. Now with this level of play, you know, if teams are going to want to take Gary Harris away from the Magic, they're going to have to pony up a little bit more than just a second round pick. And who knows, maybe that's still something that the Magic decide to do. Who knows? NBA trade deadline is literally this week. And the Charlotte game was Terrence Ross's birthday. It was his birthday, man. His birthday. And Caleb Houston got more burn. You're talking about the dude has so many DMPs, I don't know what to do with it, right? So we know that this is it. This is it. This is the last time that we see Terrence Ross will not play another game for the Orlando Magic. It's only a matter of where, but it's definitely a wrap. But you know, outside of that, man, it's been really, really fun basketball. And you know, man, we at the same time, it's kind of like we're pissing a lot of people off too.
Yeah, we are.
Like people aren't happy totally with the Magic. We did get some high praise from Anthony Edwards that said that, you know, when he was asked about the Magic, he got overly excited. He got above and beyond excited. So he was definitely, you know, talking positive about the Magic, that we're a really good basketball team. And, you know, our record in the beginning of the season doesn't reflect the team that we have now. We're a lot healthier and it's going to be a fun game. And man, was it fun. So from you on vacation in DR, you hear the chaos of what brewed up in this game. What were your initial thoughts about this fight, man? Because let's be honest, in the NBA, people really don't connect. Like they get in altercations. People are holding them back. They don't connect. These boys connected. All right. Austin Rivers, if you don't know, if you're a Magic fan from out of state and don't live in Orlando, Austin Rivers went to high school in Winter Park, and he was, you know, considered one of the best prospects in the nation in high school. And he was a big deal in Orlando, man. Let's get it straight. Doesn't matter how you feel about Austin Rivers after the fight, before the fight. Doesn't matter if you think that he was just, you know, the coach's son playing for the Clippers. Like, none of that matters. Let's be honest. This dude was a big deal in Orlando when he was here. All right. He made it very abundant, like on his podcast, he's talking about like this is his city and whatnot. I'll let you guys debate that. But you know, there was definitely some things that were said to you know, Austin Rivers that he didn't like. And Bamba didn't hold back, man. For all of you that called Bamba soft, I've never met anybody soft do what Bamba did. So what were your thoughts? What was your initial reaction when you heard that, man, the Magic got into a little scuffle, man. We got into a little fight.
So for me, it was I kept checking Twitter, right? And I see that Mo Bamba got ejected. I don't know who tweeted it, but I came across it. I'm like, what happened? So I kept scrolling and this fighting talks are going on. So right away, I Googled it, right? I'm like, hey, Mo Bamba fight. And right away, some tweets came up. I got to watch the video. And like I said earlier, I couldn't believe it. Like how it escalated so quickly, number one. But the fact that they actually threw punches, Jalen Suggs with the takedown. I know he was trying to protect and back up Rivers from Mo Bamba, but it looked like a takedown in that moment. And then all that happened after that. But initially, the biggest like shock to me was Austin Rivers legitimately going to the Magic bench and instigating everything to happen. Like that was kind of weird. I never seen that happen before. But big props to Mo Bamba, man. Like you said, I've never seen him show this kind of passion and fire with the team. And in this, yeah, like I've never thought of Mo Bamba as a guy that's going to start a fight. And that reaction with Mo Bamba making the weird face and then Markel right next to him with a weird reaction, like, what did you just say? It was a great moment. It just keeps adding to this Magic season, which has been so crazy with Eddie Howe's and all the things that are going on and all the things that are being talked about in the media. And now this happens. Like the Magic are a team that people are now starting to watch and whether it's for fun or it is for the fact that they're playing better. But this added to that storyline, like, hey, we're a serious team. You're not going to punk us anymore. Now the suspensions aspect of it, we can talk about in a few minutes. I'll let you give me your reactions first.
So what's crazy is that, at the time of the game, man, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know they have a newborn. So, you know, around this time, it was bedtime for the newborn. I'm trying to put the kids to sleep and whatnot. So when that happens, I'm not watching the game on the TV. I've transitioned to mobily where I'm watching this game on the app. So I'm watching on the app while I'm changing a diaper at the same time, man. And so understand the background of this. Here's the thing about not watching the game live and watching the game, you know, on your cell phone, but then also being attached to every single possible notification that happens on Twitter, right? I get a notification from Kobe Price, right, that he just tweeted something out about there being a fight, but it hadn't happened on my screen yet. And I'm like, oh, something went down. So I'm waiting, and then madness happens. Like everyone is piled up and it took me a minute to realize that Bamba wasn't in the game. Like he was on the bench. And it's like throughout the whole game, like everyone had a crappy angle. Like they're already on the other side of the court. Mm-hmm. So if you remember, you know, Austin Rivers took a shot, he missed it, and then the ball's going down the other court. Austin Rivers stayed on that side and they were yapping back and forth. The cool thing is that people were kind of giving like the juice, right? You had Markel talk about it, Cole Anthony talk about it, Kevon Harris talk about it. So we know what Bamba said, right? We don't know what Austin Rivers said. And Bamba was pissed. Like whatever it was, like Bamba was upset to the point that this man, according to reports from NBA PR, saying that afterwards he was looking for Austin Rivers violently going through like the back area locker rooms and even shoved the security personnel. So what was it that he said? He said something along the lines of, you know, this ain't high school. Apparently that's what Bamba said. And it's like, man, is that what Austin Rivers heard? I don't know. Like, I don't feel like that's enough to get like that upset. And from Austin Rivers' standpoint, he said, man, Bamba's a big dude. I don't know what his intentions are. He was yapping away. I'm not going to snitch on the man. I'm not going to say what he said. But I was taught that if someone's pulling up and they're that big or whatever, you know, act first. And then that's kind of how it happened. But, man, it was wild, man. It was not something that you expect, especially from, you know, the cookie cutter Orlando Magic team.
And that's the thing, man. That's what's been impressive. The Detroit fight. Now you got this fight. At least everyone stayed on the bench this time around. I'm happy
people,
they learned.
People learn from it, bro.
I'm happy they learned.
People learn from it.
But again, of all people, man, Mo Bamba. Like, if it was Mo Wagner, Schofield, Suggs, I expected it. Cole Anthony, I'll be expecting that. But Mo Bamba, this dude is super calm. Like, it's never like, you know, looking for fighting to fight anybody out there. So good to see that. Now, what this creates is, for those that don't know, so Mo Bamba gets suspended 4 games. Jalen Suggs gets 1. Austin Rivers gets 3, which a little bit surprising because he's the one that started everything. He gets 3. Mo Bamba gets 1 more. That's not here or there. But the biggest thing for me is this. That means that Mo Bamba cannot play for the Magic anymore until the trade deadline, actually after the trade deadline. So my question is to you real quick, starting to talk about Tracy real quick. Has Mo Bamba played his last game for the Magic then in this situation?
I think so.
So that will be our last memory of Mo Bamba with a Magic uniform.
That's not a bad way to go out,
that's
bro.
That's a really good one.
It's not a bad way to go out. I like it. I like it, man. For all of you that have called Bamba soft, for all of you that complain, man, he just let out all his frustrations, and I was here for it. You know what? This is what I did like about the fight, right? One, the maturity that nobody off the bench left the bench. That's one thing. That means we learn from our mistakes, which is great. The second thing is I love the way that Cole Anthony jumped in there to help his guy when everyone was kind of scuffled all together. Like, you really saw Cole Anthony, the littlest guy on the court, trying to break everything up. Jonathan Isaac also was in there pushing people away. The Minister of Defense was playing peacekeeper, but he was playing peacekeeper like a monster, man. He was literally pushing people off to kind of create space. Jalen Suggs also, his first reaction was to help his brother out, which I love to see. I wish that he didn't, like, I feel like his intentions were to kind of separate it. I just wish that he didn't go for the neck like that. You know, Austin Rivers had mentioned in his, you know, post-game conference that's the part that really upset him the most. So he felt like Jalen Suggs did a dangerous move in going after his neck area, which I kind of agree with, kind of. But that would explain why he got the 1 game suspension. Now, when it comes to the suspension, I personally, not a lot of people will agree with this, and I'm okay with people not agreeing, but I thought that the suspensions were warranted. Like, I'm not surprised by it. It makes sense to me, right? Jalen Suggs getting the 1 game. Grab Austin Rivers by the neck. 1 game. I get it. Mo Bamba getting 4 games. Austin Rivers getting 3. The reason why I think they gave Bamba 1 more extra than Austin Rivers is really just continuing the aggressiveness after the game, like looking for him in the locker rooms. Like, I think that's really the reason why they gave him 4 and Austin Rivers 3. But all in all, man, they're grown men. This is basketball. They said what they said, and that's it, man. You kind of move on, and you just live with it. You got to roll with the punches. See what I did there?
Yeah, literally.
this is kind of like bad publicity is good publicity. You know what I mean? It's like another moment where the Magic end up going viral. People are talking about the Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic are winning, and the fact that, you know, we were still able to go through that mid game, but also win the game also in, you know, a hostile environment. It shows the maturity and the resilience of this team, and I love it, man. The Magic are rolling right now. Completely.
They are. They really are. Again, it's going to be, what, I think we have 5 games left before the All-Star break. Yep. I just hope they continue this. They find a way to play the way they've been doing it, because if they do, man, it's going to be a realistic goal for us to really pursue this play-in tournament thing. Like, right now we're 3 games back. Who we actually play against, the Bulls coming up again, Toronto coming up again, Indiana keeps losing, So it's going to be interesting. We kind of control our own destiny here. We got to keep winning. And they're doing so lately. They're playing really, really good basketball. They're gelling together. They're getting more chemistry. It's really impressive how quickly things have changed. 17 and 12 in their last 29 games for the Magic. We have 28 left to go. So if they can some way somehow replicate what they've done the last 29 games into the final 28, they're going to win at least 36 games by just playing 500 basketball. So if they go 14 and 14 this next 28, they'll win 36 games. Who would have thought that? I mean, I know we talked about winning maybe 30, 31 before the season started, but to actually see this team realistically have a chance to win 35 plus, that is a huge, huge jump in just one off season, truly.
Massive. Yeah, absolutely. Just want to touch base on this topic real quick, and then we'll kind of jump into our NBA trade deadline portion. But Franz and Paolo, they're heading to All-Star Weekend to play in the NBA Rising Stars game. Fortunately, Paolo was not named an All-Star. However, Paolo was named Rookie of the Month for the second consecutive month. Also to note, Jalen Suggs was not part of the Rising Stars, so he got left out of it. But really good recognition for Paolo and Franz. They easily deserve to be in that game without question, man. They've been playing unreal basketball, and these are two players that have one already made a name for themselves in the NBA. They're on every single team scouting report, and it's good to see, man. They deserve the recognition, and I'm sure that they're gonna have a lot of fun on All-Star Weekend, and that's gonna be exciting
for sure. And I will say too, I think Jalen Suggs would have definitely made it if he had played a few more games. All the injuries he's had to deal with, I think, affected that. But the way he's been playing lately,
his defense has been insane. Man, if you've been listening to the Twitter spaces that we got going on with Stanley after the games, you know, Suggs was definitely a player that got a lot of heat, man. People weren't happy with his where he's at offensively. But, man, his defense alone, it replaces the offensive struggles, man, because he's locking down these guys. He is playing really, really good basketball on that side of the floor. And the one thing to remember, man, is that, you know, his three ball isn't falling, but his mechanics are really, really good. Eventually they are going to hit. Like, eventually we are going to see that part of his game improve. And I was comparing his stats with a player like Marcus Smart. And, dude, where Marcus Smart was as a sophomore is almost identical to where Jalen Suggs is. I'm not comparing them in the terms of them being the same player or who's better or whatnot. But statistically, when we're talking about these players that are defensive-minded, eventually they're going to get it together, man. Marcus Smart is a big piece of what the Celtics are, part of their DNA and their basketball outlook, and I feel like Jalen Suggs is exactly that for us. So Jalen Suggs, he's gonna get it together, man. So snub or not, man, he's, you know, I'll still take him above a lot of the other sophomores.
Yeah, without a doubt. And again, you're talking about 3-point shots, they're going in. He's starting to hit at least one, two a game. That's gonna be key. If he can hit one per game, that's it, and a few layups here and there, this kid's gonna average easily, you know, 12 points a night plus. With his defense, like you said, Marcus Smart should be the focus of this guy. Like, if he can be that piece for us, that's way more than enough. We already got our guys that can score, guys that can create. He can just be a guy that can, you know, surprise opponents, drop 12, 15 points a night, but lock down the opponents along with J.I. on the court at the same time. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be special to watch.
Legitimately. Getting into the NBA trade deadline. NBA trade deadline is on Thursday. Man, and it's already been starting off high with the Kyrie Irving trade. Things are already moving along. And the Magic, there's been some buzz around the Magic and some of our players. This report from Mark Stein, where he says Magic are welcoming trade inquiries for Mo Bamba, Gary Harris, Terrence Ross, and RJ Hampton ahead of the deadline. Sources say that Terrence Ross is a player that rival teams are monitoring as a potential buyout candidate if no trade materializes. So, first and foremost, man, I I'm gonna put this out there. I do not want Gary Harris traded. He is one player, in my opinion, value, contract, whatever it is, you make sure that he's still on your team. The starting five that we have of Markel, Gary Harris, Franz, Paolo, Wendell, they're winning ball games, and he's been a big part of that. So I hope Gary Harris stays far away from that as possible. Now, when we're looking at Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba was barely getting any minutes, fell out of the rotation. If it wasn't for Wendell getting injured, he wouldn't have started in one of our road games. You look at RJ Hampton that, you know, was assigned to the G League again, dropped 30 points. I'm not going to lie. He had a solid game for the G League, but he's been a G League experiment, not getting any playing time, any burn whatsoever. I think the Magic are going to make a move, man. I wasn't so sure a few weeks ago, but now I'm almost guaranteeing it. It just doesn't make sense for you to have, like, you have no Jalen Suggs, and you would think that a veteran player like Terrence Ross, who shoots the basketball really well, would give value to this team that needs shooting, right? And they just haven't been playing him. Now, you could tell yourself, like, okay, the reason why he hasn't been playing is because maybe we told him, hey, listen, we're going to try to find you a new home. Let me see what we can do just to make sure that we don't mess up anything. You getting hurt? We're going to sit you on the sideline for a little bit. Maybe that conversation was had. That's kind of where I'm leaning towards. You know, I believe that that's what went down. Because when I'm looking at him, he doesn't even look pissed off that he's not playing. He's chilling right now. You know, so what are your thoughts on that report? Are you ready to see these guys go? And if anyone is staying, who would you like to keep?
What's going on, Magic fans? It's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hands with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app today, opt in, and place a same-game parlay on any NBA game, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back. All you have to do is download the app now and sign up with code TBPN. New customers can bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, with code TBPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. So it's tough, man. I think Terrence Ross, we've been talking about this 3 years in a row now. I think that this has to happen, right? It's his last year of his contract. He's not getting minutes. He's not playing for the team at the moment. And I think it's time, right? But the only thing I can think of is, like, he's a family guy. He loves Orlando. His family's in Orlando. His kids are going to school here in Orlando. It's one of those things where he has said to the team, hey, like, I'm okay with this role. I'm okay not playing and supporting the team, being a vet in the locker room. I want to end the season here in Orlando and you just stay with my family. Move them in the offseason instead. Maybe. But to your point, if he wants to play ball, if he wants to get minutes, that's going to happen somewhere else. Unfortunately, it's not going to be in Orlando anymore. So unless that talk has happened and he said, I'm fine being on the bench, just kind of ending the season with the team, he's got to get traded. I said it off the air earlier to you. Give me a second round pick. I know we're holding out to get a first round pick for him. He's a guy that many teams want. He's a shooting off the bench, 3-point guy that can get hot at any minute. But let's be realistic. Expiring contract, getting older, not being used in Orlando. Give me a second round pick. Give me a matching salary that we can waive. And let's move on. Just because I do think the Magic want to keep Kayvon Harris in Orlando, and we need that roster spot. So by doing so, you can kind of make that happen. Trey Ross, Kayvon Harris becomes a guaranteed contract instead of a two-way player. Now, the other two, RJ Hampton, Mo Bamba, something's going to happen. I don't know if Mo Bamba's going to stay. Part of me tells me yes, just because, like you said earlier, Wendell Carter is not always healthy. He has this tendency to get hurt for a game or two, maybe longer. He has the foot injury that keeps bugging him a little bit. So if the Magic are being serious about making a run here and making a play-in tournament appearance, they may need Mo Bamba to step in and play some minutes. So that's the only reason why I may think the Magic want to keep him, is say, hey, we may trade you, but in the offseason, just because we want to have you here in case something goes down with Wendell. But realistically, I would like to see Ross and Bamba gone. I think their days are far gone with the Magic. They've done a great job for us. Let's move on. RJ, who's going to want him, man? Like, what are you going to, as a team that wants RJ, what are you going to offer? Like, what could you offer? Like, I really don't know.
You would hope that these teams are like clinging on the potential aspect of what they could be. But again, the value isn't much. And the fact that he's assigned to the G League hurts his value, in my opinion.
Yeah. So I think the only way you see him gone is in a larger deal. So if you make a trade where you're sending out Mo Bamba, Terrence Ross, and RJ Hampton for X player and a first round pick, let's say, yeah, that makes sense. But him by himself, like, I don't see it. Unless there's some coach out there in the NBA that loves RJ Hampton and wants him in Dallas because that's home for him. Cool. Give us a second round pick. Let's move on. But we got to do something, man. We got to clear up some of these roster spaces. We don't need guys that are not going to play to just sit on the bench. I'll save it for my predictions in a few minutes here. But if I had to keep one to answer your question, it would have to be Mo Bamba, because I think we do need his minutes to back up Wendell in the event that he goes down, I guess.
I think people need to be prepared for these moves to be a lot of second round picks and cash consideration type things.
Unless it's a package. If it's a package, I can see, you know, some sort of shooter coming to Orlando in a package trade. But otherwise,
I'm expecting nothing flashy. I'm not expecting like anything mouth dropping, nothing like that. But I mean, we'll see. So this was a report from ESPN, Tim McMahon, something like that. There are murmurs that the Orlando Magic will be willing to throw a lot of money at Fred VanVleet this offseason. Man, this is weird.
Being brought up, huh?
It's weird because I always feel like these outside markets tend to try to throw players like down our throats. Like it's almost weird at this point. I honestly don't see what the Magic see in Fred VanVleet, man. I've been kind of high and cold with Fred VanVleet. One moment I'm like, man, it might be a good idea. The next moment I'm just like, yeah, but now Cole Anthony is playing good basketball, right? I mean, Cole Anthony is more or less the same size as Fred VanVleet. They can score. They have similarities, man. But the difference is Cole Anthony is way more athletic than Fred VanVleet. If you're comparing the two at this very moment, then yeah, Fred is the better basketball player. But if we're comparing Fred, you know, in his, you know, junior year in the NBA compared to Cole Anthony, then man, I'd rather take my chances with Cole Anthony and kind of see what he becomes, develop him. I think Cole Anthony brings a lot of value to the Orlando Magic. I think that, you know, when you're looking at the possibility of, you know, if something were to happen and Markel can't stay healthy, I'm okay with Cole Anthony running this team. I mean, you would prefer Markel, but if he has to take the reins for a little bit until Markel gets back, then I'm okay with utilizing Cole Anthony in a band-aid space in those regards, man. So I don't know, man. I feel like people are really trying to throw Fred VanVleet at the Magic and kind of hoping it sticks. And I really can't see the Magic like giving him the part of that report that he was saying said, you know, the Magic would have to offer something pretty close to a max deal to give Fred VanVleet. And I'm just like, oh, well, that doesn't make sense, because if there's one thing the Magic have been very, very good at, is making great financial decisions, and giving Fred VanVleet close to max steal doesn't fall align with the whole, you know, making great financial decisions. You know, this is like going to a dealership and buying a car that, you know, it's expensive, but like, do you really want to spend that much money on that type of car? Like, do you really want to do that? And I feel like that's kind of where I'm at with Fred VanVleet. Like,
so I'll second what you're saying too. Like, I've said it before in our previous episodes when this topic has come up, I just really hope this is not what we've been saving our money for all these years and being smart to then say, right, oh, the guy that we went to get was Fred VanVleet. Like, no, I'm sorry. That can't be it. So I think it's just the fact that we have a front office that used to be in Toronto, the fact that we have cash available to us, people just make that connection. But if you ask me, there's no way this is the move that we're making. And if it is, it just adds just more question to why is this happening? Because we got Markel, Cole Anthony, Jalen Suggs. And now you're bringing in a guy that is sort of making significant money. He's got to play, right? So where is he going to be? He's not a shooting guard for sure. Like he's 6 feet, if anything, 6'1" maybe. Who? He can be a shooting guard.
Yeah, right.
You can't put Markel in the shooting guard position because unfortunately we know his shot is not there. He needs the ball in his hands. So what is this move going to? It's going to lead to additional moves. Now, let me ask you this. Trade deadline is Thursday. You call Toronto, say, hey, would he sign with the Magic in the offseason? Yes, he would. What would it take to get him? We'll give you Terrence Ross. We'll give you Mo Bamba. We'll give you RJ Hampton. And we'll give you a pick because he's leaving you no matter what. But wait, I know you're shaking your head. Those kind of, that are not watching on YouTube can see you. But this is what that would do. It would basically clean our roster that we guys that were not playing are not being utilized. It would give him to you for the play-in kind of push. If you're really going to go for this guy in the offseason, would you make that trade? Well, you're not giving up any of the top prospects that we have or core players, but you're getting him 3 months in advance. Let's call it that. I wouldn't do it. I'm asking you that question.
Nah, why? He's going to be a free agent. Like, you just wait a couple more months and then have that conversation there. The only way that you do that is if that is your guy. Like, man, this is like you're salivating at the idea of this is the last guy that we, this is the guy that we need to lead our franchise into the promised land for the next 4 or 5 years. Fred VanVleet is not that guy. He's not. If he was that guy, he would be doing it right now in Toronto with Pascal Siakam and OG. But he's not. It's just not happening. Like, I don't trust him, man. I really don't. I don't trust it at all. Like, if you really love the guy, then wait it out. And if he's available in the offseason, then offer him a deal. But no, nah.
And to your point, I'm okay. That's a great point you're making. The Raptors, let me ask you this. Who's got a better roster right now to compete, the Raptors or the Magic today?
The Magic.
I think about
future. If you're looking on paper, like on paper, the Raptors should be a really good basketball team.
Oh,
on
exactly. Paper. That's my point. So
yes,
they should be better. Where's VanVleet leading them to? A few games better than us right now. They're literally like 3 games better than us right now. So to your point, why I don't see the connection is to well, this guy's going to be the savior. He's not doing it in Toronto. He's putting up good numbers a little bit now lately. So I don't know. I just don't get it. If he was that impactful, the Raptors would be a much better team today. They're not. So why would he make that change here in Orlando? I don't see it. I don't think he's the guy that we need. Not for that kind of money, for sure. You know, max money to VanVleet, that's not, it can't happen.
Dude, I hope that we don't make any moves. I know that there's a lot of Magic fans that they want Gary Trent Jr. from the Raptors. I would definitely open up. I'd be open to a player like that. We actually play the Raptors on Valentine's Day. So that game is going to be interesting because people are going to be watching, if Fred VanVleet isn't moved at the trade deadline, people are going to be watching that battle. And I think that we're going to have a better understanding of what Fred is really able to provide, like up close and personal. But the Toronto Raptors are not a good basketball team right now. And if you're the point guard, you're the general, you would think that would be his department to lead, and it hasn't been that, bro.
Not at all.
Hasn't been that. All right, man. So let's get down to the predictions. When it comes to this NBA trade deadline, in just a couple of days, trade deadline is on the 9th at 3 p.m. Will the Magic make a trade?
Yes.
Who is the most likely player to get traded?
Let me ask you this first. Will they make a trade? I'm asking that question back.
Yes.
I want your predictions
100%.
Out there.
Okay. 100%. We're making a trade.
At what time will it happen?
moments before. We're going to submit it like literally at the last second. We're gonna let all these kids turn in all their tests early. Nah, we don't play that. We wait for everyone to get up and turn their stuff in, and we're the last one. We'll drag it out.
All right, most likely to be traded. Terrence Ross, without a doubt.
It has to be Terrence Ross, man. It's like DMPs, man. Scream it. Unless he legit gets waived, he's not going to be in Orlando. And I'll even take it a step further. I believe that he ends up somehow in the near future with the Charlotte Hornets. I think he ends up signing with the Hornets at one point in time. He's going to end up playing for Clifford again. It's my prediction.
Interesting.
What should the Magic seek in return in a possible trade?
For the love of God, if there's a player coming to Orlando, please have it be a guy that can hit a three. A shooter, please.
I'll take shooting. I'll take rebounding. I guess it really just depends on who ends up leaving. Like, if you end up trading Mo Bamba, then, you know, we like a center back. That would be nice, unless, you know, you're planning to run it, you know, Wendell, Wagner and Jonathan Isaac at the five. I would prefer leaving Jonathan Isaac to be a little more versatile and where you can kind of plug and play him wherever. But you know, I would love some rebounding. Rebounding has been my thing lately and my frustration point with the Magic.
Yeah, so as long as we improve rebounding or shooting, I'll be happy.
All right. Our trade deadline predictions. Who do you think the Magic end up trading for?
So I'm going to go with some sort of package where RJ is included in the deal as a throw-in, as a gimme, as a freebie for a second-round pick. But I do think that he is gone. And the reason why I'm saying that is many people saw his Instagram story yesterday that he posted. And in that story, he basically put a picture of every teammate that he's played with the Magic this season in black and white. So kind of a message, if you ask me. And then he scored 30 today in the G League and then said, I love playing basketball on Twitter. So I think the message is out there. He's being cryptic about it. I think it's going to happen. So I will say for sure, RJ is gone, but not by himself. I think it's going to be some sort of package where Mo Bamba and RJ, Ross and RJ, Gary Harris, hopefully not, and RJ. That's my prediction. But what are we getting back? I have no idea.
Yeah, my prediction is that we get back second round picks. That's my second round picks and whatever makes the money work. Like I think that the great thing about the Magic, man, is that this offseason, being able to know that you're gonna get two picks to add to this team, we're obviously getting younger. The Magic are gonna have to consolidate. And there's nothing like all these trades that you're seeing, Kyrie Irving and all these other players, man, there's a crap ton of second round picks that are attached to kind of sweeten the deal. And I think that the fact that the Orlando Magic own all their future draft picks and other teams' picks, collecting the second round picks, I'm okay with going that route. And I think that that's just something that we're gonna have to prepare ourselves for. Like, you're not, you know, whoever it is that you're thinking that's a big name, I hope it happens, but you know, I don't see the Magic making a big move to force our way into a play-in. I think the Magic are playing great basketball now, and if we make it, we make it. If we don't, we don't. But the team right now is rolling. We're playing good basketball, and I don't think that the Magic should make a move to kind of like mess things up, especially with how well we've been playing. If you're gonna tinker with the roster, you do that after. Like, in my opinion, you don't make a big move for any player until after you see what this team looks like after you add these new two rookies. Because, you know, why would you invest in Gary Trent Jr., for an example, when there might be a player in the draft that maybe you believe in more that can be better than a Gary Trent Jr.? That's just kind of my outlook on it. Like, these two draft picks that we're getting in this draft is kind of delaying, in my opinion, what big trades of Magic could or would do.
Yeah, and not only that, also the lottery itself, right? So even though we're playing so well, believe it or not, we're actually still have the fifth best odds to win the lottery.
And fifth odds.
Exactly. So remember from years past, being fifth, it's not a bad thing. You can still jump to three, to two, to one very easily. So guess what? We may go this entire season, the rest of the way, win just enough to be still be competitive, but still end with a really, really good position in the draft. To your point, if the lottery goes our way, that shifts tremendously the way that we do things, be it trade or free agency. So a key word for me heading into the trade deadline is patience. We've had to suck that up for many, many years with this front office. It's paying dividends. Finally, we're seeing why they were so patient. Let's not rush this. Believe it or not, it's February 5th. The draft is June 30th, I would June 20 something. So guess what? That's 4 months from now, right? March, April, May, June, that's 4 months. So waiting it out a little bit longer and doing things right may be more advantageous to us than just wanting to see a trade, wanting to see a big move for whatever reason. Wait it out. Play out the rest of the season. Make moves that you need to make. So if Ross is unhappy and we don't know about it, then get rid of him. Get a second-round pick. Be happy. RJ's creating problems in the locker room. I don't think he is. But if he is, find a way to release him if you have to at this point. Like, just make those moves. But don't do something just to do something to make the play-in. Because, again, we want to see it for sure. But I'm really, really focusing more in the offseason, the draft, the lottery, and free agency to make those big moves. Not now.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Man, listen, Thursday, NBA trade deadline, 3 p.m. I'm expecting fireworks in the NBA world. I'm expecting little firecrackers for the Orlando Magic. So we'll see what ends up happening, man. It's trade deadline is always a fun time, especially for the content creators out there, man. So we'll see what happens, man. If you have a prediction, send us a DM, send us a message, put it in the comments, let us know what you think. And on that note, it's a wrap. We'll catch you guys in a couple days, man. We'll be dropping a podcast right after the NBA trade deadline. And I'll see you, man. Till then.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.